Good morning, everybody.
大家早上好。
Today, I would like to look with you at a very familiar story from the Old Testament.
今天我想和大家一起来看旧约当中一个很熟悉的故事。
You all know it very well.
我想大家都很了解。
And that makes it possible to keep myself short.
不会长。
And I hope that we will have a warm lunch at 12.
然后我希望你们在十二点能够准时享用午餐。
Well, I chose this passage from 2 Kings 22.
这一段经文是列王记下22章。
Because this passage has some important insights for us as we live for the same God as the great King Josiah did.
这一段经文会给我们一些很重要的看见，因为我们是为同样的一位神而活着的，就如伟大的王约西亚一样。
And there are three insights I would like to share from this story.
我想从这一段故事当中来分享三个看见。
The first insight is things go wrong without the word of God.
第一个是如果没有神的话语，事情就会变坏。
The second one is God protects all those who love Him.
第二个是神保护那些爱他的人。
And the third one that leads us into chapter 23 is committing ourselves to the Lord is part of our life.
第三个是委身给神是我们生活的一部分。
And let's have a look at the first part of the story about King Josiah. And I start with verse 3 in chapter 22, 2 Kings, and read up to verse 10.
我会先读约书亚列王记下的22章的1到10节。
And I will read in Chinese, and if you can follow in, no. That would be nice, huh? I'm going to read in English, I have to disappoint you. And you can follow in Chinese.
我会用英文念，然后你们可以用中文念。
In the 18th year of the king Josiah, the king sent the scribe Shaphan, son of Azaliah, son of Meshullam, to the house of the Lord, saying, Go to the high priest Hilkiah, and let him weigh the silver that has been deposited in the house of the Lord, which the guards of the threshold have collected from the people. And let it be delivered to the overseers of the work who are in charge of the house of the Lord.That they in turn may pay it out to the workmen that are in the house of the Lord, for the repair of the house, to the carpenters, the laborers, and the masons, and for the purchase of wood and quarried stones for repairing the house. However, no check is to be kept on them for the silver that is delivered to them, for they deal honestly. Then the high priest Hilkiah said to the scribe Shaphan, I found the scroll of the teaching.In the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the scroll to Shaphan, who read it. The scribe Shaphan then went to the king and reported to the king, Your servants have melted down the silver that was deposited in the house, and they have delivered it to the overseers of the work who are in charge of the house, at the house of the Lord. The scribe Shaphan also told the king, The high priest Hilkiah has given me a scroll. And Shaphan read it to the king.When the king heard the words of the scroll of the teaching, he rent his clothes. Well, King Josiah, you all know that was born in a difficult time.
约西亚王他出生在一个艰难的年代。
During his time, faith in Yahweh, the God of Israel, had faded away in the years before Josiah.
在他生活的年代，甚至在他出生之前。信仰对神的信仰，对以色列的神的信仰就已经衰退了。
The people served other gods alongside Yahweh.
在耶和华神之外，神的子民还侍奉别的神。
The temple in Jerusalem was used for worshiping other gods.
而耶路撒冷的圣殿被用来敬拜别的神。
Different altars and idols were found there.
那里有祭坛，那里有偶像。
And the people used to worship these foreign gods, alongside Yahweh.
而人们用他们来敬拜外邦的神，在耶和华神之外。
And apart from that, they even didn't serve Yahweh in the right way.
甚至他们都不按正确的方式来敬拜耶和华神。
And the physical structure of the sanctuary itself was in a bad state.
而圣所也处在一个很糟糕的境况中。
It is remarkable then that Josiah. Very early in his life, decided to rebuild the temple of the Lord.
所以对年轻的约西亚王决定重建圣殿来说，这个事情就很引人注目了。
It would be nice to know what made him do that.
如果我们能知道是什么促使他这样做，会是件很好的事。
Were it some people at his court?
或者是他朝廷当中的一个人。
Some family members who still believed in Yahweh?
或者是他家族当中仍然信奉耶和华神的人。
Prophets or priests?
或者是先知，或者是祭司。
We simply don't know.
但是我们不知道。
And although it would be very nice to have this piece of information,
虽然知道这些信息是很好的，
the narrator didn't find it important to mention it to us.
但是这叙述者并不认为这件事重要到需要特别提出来。
So we have to live with this lack of information.
所以我们就不能在这件事情上过于执着。
Well, the narrator, however, found it more interesting that there was a book discovered during the rebuilding of the temple.
而作者认为，作者显然对于在这个修理的过程当中发现的书卷更感兴趣。
And this opens a new perspective on the history of Judah before the discovery of the book.
这也是我们对在发现书卷之前的犹大的历史提供了新的看见。
It becomes clear that the word of God is important as a standard for faith.
神的话语非常重要，因为它提供了我们信仰的标准。
It is indispensable for that.
就这一点来说，它不可或缺。
The word of God is important. Oh no, sorry. Before the discovery, neither the king nor the people had access to the message of the word of God.
在发现书卷之前，不管是王也好，还是神的子民也好，都无从得知神话语的信息。
They didn't know the will of God for their lives.
他们不知道神对他们生活的旨意。
But once they learned about the book and read from it, they found out that things went terribly wrong.
但是，一旦他们读神的话语，他们从中学习，他们就发现事情已经很不对劲了。
And as a consequence, they now face judgment of God.
而结果是，他们现在正面临神的审判。
Which is the implementation of the curses they read in the book of that was just found.
也就是在他们刚刚发现的书当中所记载的咒诅的部分。
And from this, it becomes clear that not knowing the word of God puts one in a very difficult situation.
而没有神的话语，就把我们放在一个很难的处境当中。
Because without the word of God, it's impossible to know the will of God and to know how to relate to Him.
因为如果没有他，对我们来说就很难知道神的旨意，也不知道怎样与他建立这样的关系。
And from this, we can learn that it's very important for us to keep on studying the word of God and learning from it.
从这一点，我们就知道读神的话语，从学习神的话语是非常重要的。
Otherwise, we might end up on the wrong track, just like the people in Josiah's time.
否则，我们就像约书亚时代的人一样，走在错误的道路上。
The word of God tells us who God is.
神的话语告诉我们神是谁。
What He does for us and did for us.
他为我们做过，也正在做什么。
And also what He expects from us.
他对我们的期望是什么。
It tells us how we can approach him.
他告诉我们怎样可以亲近他。
And how we need to live so that we live a life according to his will.
我们可以怎样来生活，来顺服他的旨意。
And for all this, we need the guidance from the word of God.
而对所有这一切，我们都需要从神的话语当中得到引导。
That's the first point.
这是第一点。
The word of God is absolutely necessary.
神的话语是必须的。
And now let's move on in the story and read verses 12 to 20. And now we're going to listen to it in Chinese, but not me reading. It will be Jenny.
现在我们来看《列王记下》22章12到20节，但我会用中文来读。《列王记下》12到20节，我们吩咐祭司希勒家与沙番的儿子亚西干、米该亚的儿子雅各波、书记沙番和王的臣仆亚撒雅说：“你们去。”为我、为民、为犹大众人，以这书上的话求问耶和华，因为我们列祖没有听从这书上的言语，没有遵着书上所吩咐我们的去行，耶和华就向我们大发烈怒。于是祭司希勒家和亚西干、雅各波、沙番、亚撒雅都去见女先知户勒大。户勒大是掌管礼服沙龙的妻，沙龙是哈尔哈斯的孙子特瓦的儿子。户勒大住在耶路撒冷第二区，他们请问于他，他对他们说：耶和华以色列的神如此说， 你们可以回复那差遣你们来见我的人说，耶和华如此说，我必照着犹大王所读那书上的一切话降祸于这地和其上的居民，因为他们离弃我，向别神烧香，用他们手所做的惹我发怒，所以我的愤怒必向这地发作，总不止息。然而差遣你们来求问耶和华的犹大王，你们要这样回复他说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，至于你所听见的话，就是听见我指着这地和其上的居民所说要使这地变为荒场，民受咒诅的话，你便心里敬服，在我面前自卑，撕裂衣服，向我哭泣，因此我应允了你，这是我耶和华说的，我必使你平平安安地归到坟墓，到你列祖那里，我要降于这地的一切灾祸你也不至亲眼看见。他们就回复王去了。
Well, after hearing the word of God and the judgment that is announced in the book, Josiah sees the immediate need to consult the Lord.
当听到神的话语以及在这书上所宣告的审判之后，约西亚意识到有一个立即的需要，要求问神。
And again, we don't read anything about what Josiah exactly expected to hear from the Lord.
当然，再一次，我们并没有在这书上读到任何关于约西亚究竟想要从神那里听到什么具体的信息。
He simply wanted to hear some advice, some divine advice, and get some information that is relevant in the current situation.
他只是说，约西亚想要听到一些建议，并且得到一些信息与当前的状况是相关的。
And the message he actually gets is twofold.
他所得到的信息是有两个方面。
The prophetess Huldah in verses 16 and 17 explains that judgment is inevitable.
在16到17节所提到的女先知呼勒大说到审判是不可避免的。
Thus says the Lord, I'm going to bring disaster upon this place and its inhabitants.
16节说，耶和华如此说，我必照着这犹大王所读那书上的一切话降祸于这地和其上的居民。
Judgment cannot be avoided.
审判是不可避免的。
And with this first part of the message Huldah delivers, she confirms what other prophets had told before.
这一部分的信息呼勒大其实是验证了其他先知所说过的。
Josiah's grandfather Manasseh had committed outrageous sins in the eyes of the Lord.
约西亚的祖父马拉西犯了大罪，得罪了神。
And because of that, judgment was decided. That it would come upon Judah.
因为这一点，这个审判就已经是确定的，会降临到犹大身上。
And now, even although Josiah was a good king,
虽然约西亚是一个好王，
Judah is facing judgment.
但是犹大还是会面临审判。
And there's no way out.
没有出路。
And these are indeed somber prospects for the people of God.
对神的子民来说，前景实在暗淡。
There rests only the awaiting of the coming judgment.
他们只能坐等审判的到来。
And for those who like tragic stories, the Book of Kings is a good book to read.
对那些喜欢悲剧故事的人来说，《列王记》是一本很好的书。
You know it's going downhill.
我们知道情景会变得越来越糟。
And you know there's no hope.
没有希望。
But in this situation, Huldah has a personal word for Josiah.
但是在这一点上，呼勒大对约西亚个人有一些话语。
We read about this in verses 18 to 20.
在十八到二十节当中所说到的。
And the essence is found in verse 20.
重点是二十节。
Assuredly, I will gather you to your fathers, and you will be laid in your tomb in peace.
我必使你平平安安地归到坟墓，到你列祖那里。
Your eyes shall not see all the disaster which I will bring upon this place.
我要降于这地的一切灾祸，你也不至亲眼看见。
Well, this deserves our attention here.
这值得我们的注意。
Josiah is being praised by God for his repentance and his remorse.
约西亚被神称赞，因为他悔改，他哀痛。
And here, in the words from the prophetess Huldah, We even read expressions that go beyond that what we read in verse 11.
在富勒大的描述当中，他这里所提到的表达更是超过了我们在十一节当中所提到所看到的。
Josiah humbled himself.
约西亚谦卑自己。
He tore his garments.
他撕裂他的衣服。
And he wept before the Lord.
他在神面前哭泣。
And by this he showed how shocked and impressed he was by what he had read from the Word of God.
通过这些，约西亚表明他是如何被他所看到的这些书上的话语所震惊。
And as a consequence of Josiah's repentance and remorse, the Lord says to Huldah that Josiah will be exempt from the coming judgment.
因为他的哀痛，因为他的悔改，其结果是神通过户勒大告诉约西亚说，他将要免于到来的审判。
It will definitely come.
这审判是必要来到的。
And this is applied again even in verse 20.
这是在二十节当中所看到的。
Because we again read about the disaster that God is going to bring upon Jerusalem.
我们看到神会在耶路撒冷地带来灾祸。
But Josiah will not see it.
但是约西亚不会看到。
He will die in peace.
他将会在平安中死去。
And not in war and disaster.
而不是在战争和灾祸当中。
And these words.Remind me of a theme that we find a few other times in the Old Testament.
这些话语让提醒我，我们在旧约当中有时候会看到的一些情况。
God does execute judgment.
神确实会执行他的审判。
But he spares those who are faithful to him.
但是他使那些忠于他的人免于审判。
The scribe Baruch, for example, is one of those people who were spared.
文士巴路就是这其中的一个例子。
We read about him in Jeremiah 45.
我们可以从耶利米书四十五章当中看到。
And another example is the rather unknown royal official Ebed-Melech.
另外一个例子是，不为人知的官员以伯米勒。
We read about him in Jeremiah 39, verses 14 to 18.
在耶利米书三十九章十四到十八节。
And there God says,
那里神说，
I'm going to fulfill my words against this city for evil and not for good, and they shall be accomplished in your presence on that day, says the Lord to Ebed-Melech. That's verse 16.
你去告诉古实人以伯米勒说，万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说，我说降祸不降福的话必临到这城，到那时必在你面前成就了。
But then we read on verse 17, but I will save you on that day, says the Lord.
然后在十七节当中又说，耶和华说，到那日我必拯救你。
And you shall not be handed over to those whom you dread.
你必不至交在你所怕的人手中。
For I will surely save you,
我定要搭救你。
And you shall not fall by the sword,
你不至倒在刀下。
But you shall have your life as a price of war,
却要以自己的命为掠物。
Because you have trusted in me, says the Lord.
因你倚靠我，这是耶和华说的。
Disaster will come,
灾祸会来到。
But a person who trusts in the Lord is spared.
但信靠神的人会免于这些灾祸。
Baruch is an example, the scribe of Jeremiah, and Ebed-Melech.
巴路是一个例子，以伯米勒也是一个例子。
And we can even mention Jeremiah himself.
我们也可以说耶利米自己。
Well, he had to endure very severe hardships for speaking the word of God to the people.
他因为向人们传讲神的话语，遭遇许多的艰难。
But during the siege of and the fall of Jerusalem, he was spared.
但是他也同时免于了耶路撒冷被围困和被陷落的时候的苦楚。
He lived through disaster.
他在灾难当中存活下来。
Although later he was forcefully taken to Egypt to die there.
虽然此后他被迫被带往埃及死在那里。
And in the end, Jeremiah had to die far away from the promised land where he had wanted to stay.
而他死在一个远离神所应许而他想居留的地方。
But all these examples make clear one thing.
所有的这些例子说明一件事。
God doesn't change the course of events.
神并不改变事情的整体的进程。
Judgment is coming on Judah.
审判会降临到犹大的头上。
It's coming on Judah just as he had decided it.
他会降临到犹大的头上，正如他所决定的一样。
And he doesn't take back his earlier decision to bring judgment.
他并不收回他之前所说的审判的决定。
But he shows the grace.
但是他显明他的恩典。
To save people.
他拯救人们。
And he allowed the repentant Josiah to be saved.
他使悔改的约西亚得救。
And to die before disaster strikes.
使他可以在灾祸降临之前生命终结。
There's a way out for people who trust in the Lord.
对于那些信靠神的人来说，有一条出路。
God wants people to be saved.
神愿意人们得到拯救。
And as you all know, God went as far as sending Jesus Christ's Son to accomplish that.
正如我们都知道的，神甚至差遣了他的儿子耶稣基督作为救主。
Well, when we go back to the time of Josiah, of course, the topic of judgment, in this case, the coming judgment on the kingdom of Judah raises questions.
当然，我们回到约西亚的时代，关于审判的这一话题，在这种情况下是犹大国将要面临审判，它会带来一些问题。
If we really think about what judgment meant for the people, we often don't understand its extent and the consequences it brought.
当我们来思想审判的时候，我们常常是并不了解它的程度以及它带给人们的后果。
For us who live in rather peaceful times, it's difficult to imagine what war meant for those people.
对于我们生活在和平年代的人来说，要去想象战争年代人们的情况是很难的。
For the old people and the children.
对老人，对小孩。
It meant hunger and thirst.
意味着饥饿、干渴。
Starvation,
饥荒,
fighting, killing,
战争, 杀戮,
atrocities,
许多,
war crimes. Who is this?
犯罪.
Well, we do know why judgment came upon Judah.
我们确实知道为什么审判会到来.
It was, so to speak, part of the covenant between God and his people.
可以说这正是神和他的民的约的一部分。
It had to come.
他们必须来到。
But all the things that are connected with it are hard to understand, at least for me.
但是，所有伴随而来发生的一切却是很难去理解的，至少对我来说是这样。
And don't expect me to have a final word on this.
当然，我对此并没有最终的话语权。
I don't have a solution to, and an answer to all these questions around the judgment.
我也没有什么解决之道。
But I'm at least glad that the Bible shows us a way out.
但是我很高兴，圣经告诉我们一条出路。
Remorse and repentance as response to God's call allow individuals to avoid judgment.
哀痛和审判回应神的呼召，使那些使有一些人可以避免这些审判。
At least there's some hope.
至少有一些希望。
And we can praise God for this way out for us and for all the other people He saved in the past.
我们可以为此。为神为我们安排了以及为其他人安排的这一条出路而赞美他。
And at the same time, we can use this story about Josiah being saved as a motivation to spread the news that God is interested in saving people.
约西亚得到拯救，我们也可以以此作为动力来传讲这个信息。
From reading the Bible, we know that the world is heading toward judgment.
我们阅读圣经就知道世界正走向审判。
And this coming judgment is presented as inevitable.
而这一审判被呈现出来的是不可避免的。
And when thinking about this, I imagine a mass of people moving forward in a dark and gloomy corridor.
我想象着有一大群人，他们经过一个暗淡的走廊。
They're moving toward a final destination that we know is not pleasant.
他们走向最终的结局，我们知道这个结局并不好。
But along the way, there are walls in there are doors in the walls.
但是在这一路上，在这墙上仍然有一些门。
Josiah in the past went through one of them, and he was safe.
过去约西亚进入了其中的一个门，他安全了。
There are many more doors in the walls.
而在这墙上还有更多的门。
God opened a door for you, and you entered through one of them.
神为你们开了这门，而你们进去了。
And many more people.Need to get the chance to be saved.
而更多的人需要得到这拯救的机会。
And this story reminds us and encourages us to spread the word.
所以这一个故事也提醒我们，我们应当传扬这福音的信息。
The Lord protects those who love Him.
神保护那些爱他的人。
That's the third point.
这是第二点。
Oh, second point.
第二点。
And now the third point. As we move on in the story about Josiah, in chapter 23, verses 1 to 3, we read about this.
然后是第三点，在二十二章的一到三节。
And again, I'm going to read in English.
Dr. Manasseh 会用英文来读。
And you can follow in Chinese.
你们可以用中文来看。
At the king's summons, all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem assembled before him. The king went up to the house of the Lord, together with all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and all the priests and prophets, all the people, young and old.And he read to them the entire text of the covenant scroll, which had been found in the house of the Lord. The king stood by the pillar and solemnized the covenant before the Lord, that they would follow the Lord and observe his commandments, his injunctions, and his laws with all their heart and soul, that they would fulfill all the terms of this covenant as inscribed upon the scroll. And all the people entered into the covenant.Well, as we move on in our text, we come to a remarkable third part.
所以当我们继续来读经文的时候，我们就看到这引人注目的第三点。
This part about the covenant ceremony.
这记录了一个关于约的一个典礼。
The king leads all the leading figures, including the religious personnel consisting of priests and prophets, to accept obligations to follow God's word.
王带领所有的领袖，包括宗教的领袖。就是那些先知、那些祭司来接受遵行神的命令的一个责任。
And from a, as it were, economical point of view, this doesn't make sense at all.
其实，如果从一个实际的，或者说从一个功利的角度来看，这毫无意义。
We have just heard that God is about to bring disaster upon, Judah.
因为我们刚刚听到神将要给犹大带来灾祸。
What now could be the use of this effort to make the people enter the covenant?
所以叫这些民来顺从这约有什么用处呢？
What's the yield of it?
它有何意义呢？
Well, as it seems, nothing.
看起来好像毫无意义。
But still, Josiah leads the people to accept the statutes of the covenant.
但是约西亚仍然带领人们来接受这约的律例。
From my own perspective, he just could have said, "I am safe."
从我个人的角度来说，我想他完全可以说我已经安全了。
I'm safe. Why bother about the rest?
我已经安全了，那还为其他人操什么心呢？
It is useless to obey God. Our fate is determined.
顺服神是没有用处的，我们的命运已经被决定了。
But not so.
但是不是的。
Josiah commits himself and all the people to walk in God's ways in the future.
约西亚把他自己和所有的人们都来委身给神，要走神的道路。
He must have seen the demands of the law that the people of God need to walk in God's ways.
他必然是看到了这律法书上的要求，就是神的子民应当走神的道路。
The nation that he was king of was God's nation because he had led them out of Egypt centuries ago.
这个国，也就是他所领导的这个国，是神的国，因为他把他们从埃及带出来。
And he had established a covenant with them at Mount Sinai.
在西奈山上，神与他们立了约。
And, well, I'm not telling you anything new. This covenant obliged the people to remain faithful to God.
而这约要求人们对神信实。
They were to worship him alone.
单单敬拜他。
And to keep his commandments.
遵守他的命令。
And now, a couple of hundred years later, Josiah still sees the obligation to obey the covenant.
而经过几百年之后，约西亚仍然看到这责任，就是要遵守这约。
That's just the way it is.
事情本该就是这样。
The people are God's people.
这子民是神的子民。
And therefore they must be faithful to him.
因此他们应当向他尽忠。
Obviously there's no alternative to that.
并没有其他第二条路。
Considerations if it is profitable are not relevant.
考虑这是否有益有利。这是没有用处的。
All what's counting here is this.
要紧的是这一点。
God's people need to live according to God's ways.
神的子民需要按照神的道路而活着。
I find this absolutely remarkable to read about this.
读到这一点其实是很引人关注的。
This commitment to be faithful to God is really extraordinary.
这个对神的这个顺服委身是非常值得注意的。
And that makes me think about how committed I am.
这让我想到我对神有多少的委身呢？
Is being committed to God really natural to me?
对我来说委身给神是一件自然而然的事情吗？
Well, to be honest, I have to confess it's not.
诚实地说，很坦白，并不是如此。
But it should be.
但是应该是这样。
And it should be natural to all of us.
对我们所有人来说也应该是这样。
We are God's children.
我们是神的儿女。
We are His people.
我们是他的子民。
And so we ought to live according to that.
所以我们你当按照这一个方向来生活。
For Josiah, living according to God's ways was a no-brainer.
对于约西亚来说，按照神的道路而活，这是不假思索的一件事情。
He knew that the people had to be faithful to God.
他知道神的子民应当向他尽忠。
Period. No more thinking about this.
句号，不需要再想了。
So he made them enter the covenant.
所以他使他们遵行这约。
Well, for us, the situation is different.
对我们来说，情况是不同的。
Well, being faithful to God and living with Him and for Him is a rewarding life for us.
对我们来说，对神尽忠，依靠他而活，为他而活，是会带来奖赏。
We do not face a dark future, nor is our present dark and gloomy.
我们知道我们的过去是暗淡的。
As we walk with God, we enjoy God's blessings along the way.
而我们按照神的道路而走下去的时候，我们得到神的祝福。
And although this sounds like a cliche, we're moving toward a bright future, even brighter than our present times as we live with God.
我们现在按照神的方式活着，我们将会走向一个光明的未来，虽然这有时候听上去像是老生常谈。
And when we look back at King Josiah and his people,
当我们回头看约西亚和这些人们，
And how determined they were to be committed to God.
他们决意要要顺服神。
What more reason do we have to be committed to the Lord?
那对我们来说还需要什么更多的理由来委身给神吗？
Well, let's imitate Josiah in our efforts to be committed and faithful to our God.
所以让我们来效法约西亚，我们努力向神尽忠，我们委身给神。
Amen.
Amen.